'Tis the season
for Lansing to become an elections shenanigans wonderland.
I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics.
So just two more weeks before the legislature is done for the year.
And House and Senate Republicans are spending them, setting things up for election season 2016.
There is a very partisan debate underway about eliminating the straight ticket vote option on the ballot.
That's what allows voters to go into the polls and just make one mark on the ballot to cast all their votes for candidates of just one party.
Straight ticket voting is considered one reason why Democrats in 2014 were able to nearly sweep the down ballot education board races, while Republicans did better higher on the ballot.
Indeed, straight ticket voters tend to break toward Democrats.
But that is not why Republicans are pushing to end it.
Of course not. This is about educating voters. Voters, right, State Representative Clint Kesto?
You know, is there something wrong with encouraging the general populace and the voters to say, hey, educate yourself about the candidates beforehand?
Nothing else here, nada. In fact, Republicans so into voter education, as part of this, they are appropriating
$1 million.
And that is $1 million, well, not specifically for voter education.
Nope.
It's for the Secretary of State to assess the impact of eliminating straight ticket voting, fighting election fraud, and it doesn't matter what it's for.
Because what that appropriation does, it referendum proofs this bill. See, the last time Republicans tried to get rid of straight ticket voting, Democrats launched a petition drive, and voters said they wanted to keep straight ticket voting.
But the Michigan Constitution protects the full faith and credit of the state by inoculating appropriations bills from referendum challenges. So now, whenever the legislature wants to short circuit a ballot challenge, they toss in a little money as insurance against a referendum.
And interestingly enough, those appropriations, they're rarely used.
Just last week, the Lansing-based political newsletter MERSNews.com looked into it.
And they found that appropriations tucked into controversial laws, including the one that made Michigan a right-to-work state, that money was returned to the state's general fund with little or none of it spent.
Or it's stashed away in a special account somewhere.
Yep. Meanwhile, in the state Senate, there is a Republican-sponsored elections bill.
And part of that bill would essentially ban weekend voting before an election if a clerk decides to open on a Saturday or a Sunday to issue and accept absentee ballots.
The sponsor, Republican Senator and Elections Committee Chair Dave Robertson, he says he's concerned about equal treatment, that some clerks will open on the weekends and some may not.
But this has nothing to do with higher turnout, nothing.
That typically benefits Democrats.
But you know, if Senator Robertson is concerned about that, he could add an appropriation, say $1 million, to help clerks be open on the weekends before an election.
If I had $1 million.
Just an idea.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
I'd be rich.